Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking some more about meeting the challenges of watchful parenting. And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
Well, we talked a little bit about rejecting presumption and how big that is in the maturity of a child and what we're watching for.
And speculation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, avoiding isolationism. You know, there's so many ways of, just only looking at life through your own tunnel.
And through your own lenses.
Yeah. And we've got a couple of other things that fit the whole idea of watchful parenting. So the picture here is that we're supposed to watch our kids like we're a hawk. Okay. That's the biblical idea. So we're really looking and trying to oversee what's going on in their lives and then stepping in to help whenever we can help. And that's what we're talking about today with watchful parenting.
And one of the ways that we figured out to do it was making up some worksheets of all the things that we feel like we're supposed to be watchful about, or things that we're supposed to be careful that we're instructing our kids, or things that we're supposed to be assessing in our marriage. And so it's all a part of a marriage and family workshop that you can go to mystronghome.com and you can download the whole thing or just any worksheet that you feel like you need today.
Well, and everything we're talking about today and the last time we were together is all out of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. They're just reflections of Proverbs. Like the one today, walking with the wise. And this is where we teach our kids to know the difference between a foolish and a wise person, which that starts early. You know, that kind of explaining and instruction happens early in a child's life.
Yeah. That proverb you're talking about is Proverbs 13:20, and it says, "Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces." So it seems like a part of our job is to teach and demonstrate to them the difference of what wise people look like and what fools' lives look like.
Well, that might be one of the main reasons that kids live in a home for 18, 19, 20, 21 mm-hmm. years is for that process to be helpful. And that's a real challenge when you get to the teenage years, because obviously teenagers have a tendency to think that their peers know more than their parents do.
Right. And part of what we want to do is give them a heads up as to what it looks like before they experience it. You know, falling into seeing something that's wise or foolish, and give them a heads up before and while they're experiencing it. And then just as we observe life around us, you know, being able to talk about this is wisdom, this is foolishness.
Yeah, and for them to understand that in really practical mm-hmm. ways. So to get counsel is a way of life and not to merely inquire of those from whom we will get the answers that we want.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not just teenagers and kids that are guilty of this either.
That's right. And this one is from Proverbs 15:22. "Refuse good advice and watch your plans fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed." And, you know, it's really enticing to get counsel from a friend who will tell you what you already want to do. And a good example of that is in 2 Chronicles, Rehoboam. He went to the older people around him, the elders, and he didn't like what he heard. So he went and talked to the young man.
To his buddies.
Yeah, who he'd grown up with and who served him. And so he was asking advice of people who were indebted to him. That's just always a mistake.
Well, and then right along with that, the third thing is to teach them to accept counsel once they get it. And that's a learning process in and of itself, because even though you go for counsel, that doesn't mean you practice it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Proverbs 20:18, "Form your purpose by asking for counsel and then carry it out using all the help you can get."
Also, with this walking with the wise concept out of Proverbs, and we're talking about watchful parenting, teach our kids to weigh and objectively evaluate the pros and cons in decision-making and to be able to make decisions. Because there's a process for making decisions,
mm-hmm.
and there's the impulsive side of things, and then there's also the side of things where you don't make any decisions because you're afraid you'll make a mistake. So helping them to figure out how to be in the middle of all of that.
It's interesting to me a little bit. I don't remember doing this a lot with our kids. Maybe we did, but I don't remember it. But I really see us doing it more now with our grandkids when they're dealing with a decision they have to make mm-hmm. or something they want to talk to their parents about or whatever it is, and helping them do a pros and cons list on spiritual, physical, and emotional, you know, to include all of them. And with our own kids, I'm not sure I was wise enough to do all of those things.
Oh, well, now we got it figured out. We can really be helpful.
I'm not saying I have it figured out, but I have more figured out.
We're talking about watchful parenting. That was a discussion on walking with the wise. Here's something that kind of couples with that really well. Accepting reproof and, you know, criticizing and being criticized, a lot of times it doesn't come out well, so mm-hmm. people don't respond well. But, you know, criticism is really a healthy part of life, especially if you are able to look at yourself, honestly, mm-hmm. perhaps?
Yeah, and that whole part about not feeling that you're rejected along with what you're being criticized, you know, it's not all of you. And that honestly seems to be Satan's quick way of countering the good critique we might be receiving.
Yes.
So instead of just receiving the bit God wants us to hear, he immediately starts to tell us how rotten we are through and through.
Well, you know, we're not, just because we have a fault or we fall mm-hmm. short in some way, it doesn't mean that we're rejected.
Right.
And to help our kids understand that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, under accepting reproof, learn to weigh criticism honestly and objectively. So that's the process. We talked about the reality of it, in that last point. But here, how does somebody figure out their own system for weighing criticism? You know, you can get to, I've been criticized before and I've tried to be open and I've gone, you know, I've thought about it and I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't just because we're being criticized doesn't mean the other person is right.
Right. And it means sometimes going to your friends or, you know, kids to their parents and say, you know, somebody just told me this. Do you think it's true? And along with that, helping our kids make the changes, if necessary, in response to the criticism. These changes are often incremental, but helping them to notice even within the home. Because sometimes they hear something outside of home, and they haven't even been told in the home that this is starting to happen to them. And so it's just sometimes when it comes up within the home, you can start pointing out, yeah, this is an example of where you kind of show an edge in how you talk or whatever it is.
Well, it's important with that too, to learn not to retaliate with counter criticism, because, you know, just because we're criticized doesn't mean that we, you know, shoot it back at somebody. And that...
Oh, yeah. Honestly, the easiest way I know of to reject criticism is to counter it with, well, what do they know?
Yes.
Or, well, they do this, or with just believing they, as the messenger, aren't worthy to tell me anything. But remember Balaam and his donkey? Balaam, yep. Yeah, Balaam refused to pay attention.
He made a donkey out of himself.
Yeah, he refused to pay attention to what God was saying until finally his donkey spoke to him. And that's in Numbers, I think.
And that's just how stubborn we can be.
Well, and it, honestly, it's no messenger is really beneath us when God wants to tell us something we need to hear.
Well, and this whole idea of accepting reproof, you know, the Bible is really straightforward about this. Reproof is a way of life. And mm-hmm. if we accept that as a way of life, it's just a part of life. It's like being encouraged, or it's like, you know, trying and failing and whatever. Reproof is just a part of how God protects us and mm-hmm. blesses us. And you got to have an open mind and an open heart, though, when it comes to that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we believe that we aren't perfect, but I don't really want to hear about it.
Well, walking with the wise, we're talking about watchful parenting. You can find out more about this if you go over to mystronghome.com, and there's a whole workshop there with a lot of data and information. It's all absolutely free because we want you to succeed mm-hmm. in what you're doing. The final one today that we're discussing is ruling your spirit. And this is an interesting concept, and it appears to begin with a young child and go all the way through a person's life.
Yeah. You know, we often think of temper tantrums as kids throwing themselves on the floor and kicking and screaming. But as kids, and you and me, you know, as adults, as we get older, we realize that looks ridiculous. But we still have our ways of having temper tantrums, I think. And we need to help our kids work through disappointments and anger when they don't get their own way. You know, like going into your room for a bit to cool off is okay. But slamming doors and making other people pay, you know, for
right.
an hour or days or whatever, you know, that's a whole other thing. And I also don't think ruling your spirit means you'll never have these kinds of feelings.
Right.
I think it just means figuring out how you can get through them quickly. And you talk about this a lot, about how to bring God in the midst of, you know, when you're fighting with yourself, when you're mad about something and having a temper tantrum, how do you ask God to come in the middle of that and help you sort it out?
Well, and I think you learn to confront conflict head on and appropriately, because mm-hmm. there are ways to walk toward conflict that are healthy, that everybody can learn from. But I tell you, it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough to learn this. So to learn this from mom and dad is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a lot safer.
This particular passage out of James is huge when it comes mm-hmm. to ruling your own spirit. In fact, it might be the central teaching for me. Let every one of you be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Let me read that again slowly. Let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, because the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. And this all relates to ruling your spirit. If you're quick to hear, slow to speak, and then slow to anger, that's something that can be learned, and you can adopt that position in your life and figure out how to make that a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and don't we all just want this to be a family trait? I mean, it's such a good one to be... you know, to learn to listen before we speak or react. You know, that's the kind of thing that the sooner you learn that or start to learn it and start working on it, you know, it reaps huge rewards later on in your work life, in your married life, all of it.
Well, it's all part of learning how to manage the part of us, the emotional part of us that is our feelings. And, mm-hmm. you know, to put those underneath God's authority in our lives. That's part of Jesus's kingship in our lives. I mean, is he Lord over the inside of us or just the outside of mm-hmm. who we are? Yeah, the Ten Commandments are important, but what did Jesus say? I mean, he said, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So obedience is an important thing, but the heart mm-hmm. has to go along with it.
Heart obedience, yeah.
So learning how to manage our feelings in the midst of, you know, how we're becoming the kind of people who rule our spirit, accept reproof, and choose the wise path mm-hmm. rather than the foolish path.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been a great process. I think we got some more family stuff to talk about, but these are some core things when you talk about watchful parenting. And if you would like to check these out, you can find them.
MyStrongHome.com. It's a whole workshop with lots of worksheets. You can do the whole thing with a group of people, or you can do them by yourself. You can download the whole thing. It's free. Or you can look at the different worksheets and choose just whichever one you want. Do we have any time at all to talk? You know, I'm not watching the clock very well. Do we have any time at all? You often say, invite God into that part where you're talking to yourself. Do we have a minute for you to sort of explain that?
Not really, because I had a way better finish for it. But that's a good topic to return to at some point. But I was yesterday, I was driving down the street mm-hmm. That we raised our children on through all of their
yes.
teenage years. And I just, for some reason, I do it now and then for various reasons. And it just caught my heart. And I thought about just how God has really blessed you and mm-hmm. I with harmony. Even in our imperfect decisions and the things that we didn't do right, you know, God really was there to meet us.
He was really there, because there were times there was so much disharmony. To think that we are here now is really a blessing, because we didn't get here without a certain amount of disharmony.
Absolutely. And also, back to your point, we didn't get here without inviting God mm-hmm. into the process. And there are many voices that we can respond to, but we want to respond to God's voice in order to succeed.
Right.
Because we want to succeed in God's eyes. Forstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forthstream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we are finding hope at forthstream.com.